Despite views of Madani Shell, if we talk about the finality of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, then there are dozens of various ayahs of Quran from various different aspects support and prove that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is the final prophet of Allah. For example, if we reflect from the aspect of his messengership, then it is mentioned in part 9, Surah Al-A'raf, he was sent as a messenger of all mankind. It is mentioned in part 22, Surah Saba 28, he was made a bearer of glad tidings and a warner for all people. In part 18, Surah Al-Furqan, verse 1, he warns the entire universe of the punishment of Allah. Another ayah of Quran, part 13, Surah Ibrahim, verse number 1, he brings out all the people from the darkness and disbelief into the light of faith. In part 17, Surah Al-Anbiya, verse 107, he was sent as a mercy to all the worlds. Part 4, Ali Imran, 144, and part 17, Al-Anbiya, 41. The coming of previous prophets was mentioned, but there is no mention of any other prophet coming after him. Furthermore, Sayyidina Isa confirmed the Torah and gave the glad tidings of the arrival of Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as mentioned in part 28, As-Saff. Whereas the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not give glad tidings of the arrival of any other prophet after him. From these beautiful verses of Holy Quran, which we have mentioned before you, they tell Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam was sent to all the worlds, for the universe, for everyone until the day of judgment. And he did not mention that any other prophet would be coming after him. Rather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself mentioned, لا نبي بعدي, there is no prophet after me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq and understanding to understand Quran properly. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.